to give my best. Would you turn to your neighbor and just say, neighbor, I want to give my best.
Neighbor, I want to give my best.
I want to give my best. I want to give my best. All right. Before we begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. We indeed praise you this day. We say thank you for your awesome love ever and always towards us. And oh God, we just, in the name of Jesus, give you praise for Glenville New Life Community Church. And this day we rededicate ourselves after these 48 years of ministry thus far to giving our best for you. We give you praise that because of this ministry here on this corner of 105 and Helena, that which has been given over these years, all the tithes, all the offerings, all the gifts have gone to further your cause, the kingdom of God, to help young people, to help adults, to help families come to the knowledge of the truth. And that is Jesus saves. Jesus, it's all about you, Lord Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord, that as we continue to give and to sacrifice, Lord, that as church, you are going to bless us with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over until it be poured into our laps and spilling over. Our cups will be so full, we'll be sipping from the saucer. And Lord, for the measure that we give, you promised it will be measured back and even more to us. So we desire to give our best. Speak, Lord, for we, your people, are listening. And in the listening, do your transforming work, that we would go forth to be your people this day and all the days to come. And all God's saints join together to say, amen and amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Baby, I need your loving. Got to have all of your loving. You know, sweetheart, you mean the world to me. I have never been so in love like this before.
Ooh-wee, baby, I ain't been this that much in love before either. Ooh.
You know, honey, if I had the money, there would be no end to what I would do for you.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee. That's so thoughtful, and I really believe you, too. Ooh.
Hold on, honey. I got another call coming in.
Okay,
hold on.
Okay.
Hello? You're kidding. For real? Oh, my God. I don't believe this. Are you sure? You're not? Oh, I got to tell my fiance. I'll get back to you later. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
I just got a call from one of the guys on the town.
Okay.
You know that lottery pool we've been playing for the last 5 years?
Yeah.
We won! My share is $3 million! $3 million!
I'm so happy, I don't know what to do.
Get yourself together, honey. Get yourself together.
Oh, I'm so happy. We gotta celebrate.
You better believe it. Get dressed. I'll be over there to take you to McDonald's in 10 minutes. Sweetheart? Sweetheart?
McDonald's?
Yeah. And then after that, I don't want you to keep driving that car that's been giving you trouble. We going to Leo's No Money Down used car lot and find you a good car with no more than 80,000 miles on it.
You said Leo's used car lot? The one that's got all the barbed wire around it?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's it. I see you already know. Then we got to stop by the Goodwill and get your mother a new winter coat. Girl, I'm planning on buying you whatever you want to at that store. Hello? Baby, you there? The excitement must have been too much for her to handle all at once. Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Gentlemen, this is not to be repeated at home if this should ever happen to you.
Amen, ladies. Praise God.
When you are in love, you ought to want to give your very best in the relationship.
Amen.
Celebration Sunday is about a love relationship we have with God and with our church.
Amen.
We rejoice because in this love relationship, everybody can come out a winner. Our call has not been to come up with an equal amount of money, but to an equal willingness to make a sacrifice. Therefore, we can all stand approved by God in our commitment simply because of our desire to say, yes, Lord,
yes, Lord,
I choose to make a sacrifice. I choose to make a difference for Christ here at Glenville.
Amen. Saints, there's something about a loving relationship that makes you want to give your very best to that person. Amen. Now, how many of you think that young woman in our skit would be better off if she broke off the engagement with her fiancé or at least postponed it, amen, until he was in a position where he desired to offer her his very best? How many think she should just postpone it or just break it off? All right. Yes, yeah, amen, 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 Karen.
Honey, the rest of them can only see the 6 million.
Well, saints, when we say, I love you, we're not just offering our best to the other person if we're not giving sacrificially from the heart. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
In our New Testament reading, we found Jesus at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Now, in Luke's gospel, we find another episode in which Jesus had visited their home, and Martha was very busy trying to get dinner ready.
Yeah.
She wanted everything to be perfect. It wasn't easy getting a meal together for almost 20 people.
All right. On the other hand, everybody say on the other hand.
On the other hand.
Her sister Mary was pursuing a deeper love relationship with Jesus. Instead of being in the kitchen helping, Mary was sitting down at the feet of Jesus, and she was just eagerly listening and taking in all Jesus had to say. It was as if she was sitting at his feet and said, Lord, I just want to sit at your feet and hear everything you're saying to me. I want to know you so well. I want to love you so deeply. You see, saints, her goal was to get closer to God and to learn all that she could. In order to do that, saints, she had to temporarily, everybody say temporarily, temporarily let some other things slide. Amen.
Well, while she's doing this, Martha is getting more and more frantic. Martha finally turns around and rebukes Jesus, and she rebukes Mary, and she criticizes Jesus.
Yeah.
She basically complains, Jesus, don't you see me doing all this work? Don't you care I'm driving myself crazy trying to get this meal ready for you and your 12 disciples? Just look at Mary, just sitting there listening with all this work that still needs to be done. Why don't you tell her to get up and help me out? What is wrong with both of you?
She does look kind of crazy, doesn't she? Amen. But saints, let's look at Jesus. He knew that they both loved him. They both loved him. And we see that Jesus responded to her, Martha, Martha, you are letting yourself go to pieces. And in the long run, you're grasping what really doesn't matter. But Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her. Jesus, saints, could see that Mary was more interested in building that love relationship with him than being able to say, well, Jesus, look what all I'm doing for you. Look what I'm doing for you. Look at all the wonderful things I've done. And it's interesting that Martha was working really hard for Jesus. She was. And yet, as she's working really hard, getting more and more friendly, we see this attitude emerging. Anybody know about that attitude? It can just start emerging. And we can see that she's getting a little steamed, you know. She's getting a little hot under the collar. Anybody ever just have to do your collar like this? Because steam was really coming out of there. Well, she was really getting steamed up. You see, girlfriend's frustration was so intense that she finally asked Jesus, "Jesus, come and settle this matter." Now, Saints, Martha is thinking that Mary's style of serving is inferior to hers. But she doesn't realize that in her desire to serve, she is actually neglecting. Everybody say neglecting.
Neglecting.
She's neglecting her guests. But, everybody say but. But Jesus here does not blame Martha for being concerned about the household chores. Jesus was only asking her, "Martha, set your priorities." So, saints, we must too ask ourselves, am I too busy? Am I too busy doing things for Jesus that I'm not spending enough time with Jesus? Hello, somebody. Saints, our service can become self-serving, amen, which can lead to resentment in our hearts. And it's hard to build a loving relationship when you have resentment in your heart, amen, amen.
How many of you have discovered we can have resentment in our hearts toward God? God, why didn't you do this for me? God, why didn't you answer that prayer the way I wanted you?
Yes.
God, why didn't you cause or allow this thing to happen, causing this pain, this heartache in my life?
Yes.
Or God, you should have done more for me over here. Or have you ever, God, I worked harder than all the rest of them, and how come things turned out better for them than it turned out for me?
Yes.
So it's kind of easy for us to get angry with God with some resentment in our hearts in those discouraging moments in our lives.
Yes, amen. And saints, when there's resentment in our hearts, when there's anger toward God, it makes it difficult for us to develop that loving relationship, amen,
amen,
to get closer to God. We may say, I want to get closer to God. We may give lip service to wanting to get closer. We may even go through some of the religious steps. Yet knowingly or unknowingly, we are keeping our distance from the Lord. So saints, it is possible for service to Christ to disintegrate into mere busyness that is no longer full devotion to God. So, dear friend, please, are you willing to reprioritize your schedule? Are you willing to reprioritize in order to spend time for God? Everyone, just take a moment. Are you willing to reprioritize so that you can have more time in God's presence, listening to God's voice, speaking to God and listening?
You know, Martha was doing a great job of giving service, but she really wasn't pursuing intimacy with Jesus.
That's where it's at.
It's great to have a heart of willingness to serve in the kingdom of God, but doing service is not necessarily the same thing as knowing God. It's easy, as a matter of fact, for us to substitute doing service in the church instead of getting to know God, because if we just do service, church becomes boring, our walk with Christ becomes boring,
yeah.
Frustration sets in as a Christian, and we may keep singing, we may keep dancing, we may keep looking good on the outside, but inside we've started to shrivel up.
Amen.
And to die.
Amen. Saints, God does not call us simply to do things. God calls us into a love intimacy relationship. Would you touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, God's calling us into an intimate relationship.
Neighbor, God's
yes.
calling us
Amen.
into an intimate relationship
in which we start to love God so very much that then our desire is to give God our very best.
Yeah.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Saints, we come to church not because we have to, hallelujah, but we come because we expect to get to know God a little bit better, amen.
Amen.
We come because we hope to communicate, to be able to worship and to praise and to be able to hear from God, to be able to experience miracles and blessings and be able to go out and live what we have learned, amen, and to speak it back to God through our lives. Say this with me, saints. Transformation happens
Transformation happens
when we keep company with Jesus.
When we keep company with Jesus.
Hallelujah. That is that desire, amen, to want to be loved. And you know what? It's really God. That's who really can only fill that hole in our heart. Only God can do it. That relationship with God, amen. Oh, praise your name. You know, the praise choir sings a song, and it's falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Can you wave your hand? Is that your testimony? Falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, in John chapter 12, when Jesus appears at the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, we find that there is a dinner being held in Jesus' honor. And Mary is continuing to pursue this idea of an intimate relationship with Jesus by offering the very best that she has to offer. She gets a bottle of very expensive perfume. Now, this perfume came all the way from a plant from the mountains of India. So it cost a lot of money just to get it to them.
Wow, amen. And this particular perfume, it was so expensive, and it was seen as gold is today. You know how we see gold. If you get some gold, oh yeah. So that's how this perfume was. And this perfume was, you would save it for a rainy day. You know, how many have a rainy day cup somewhere in your house or kitchen in the cookie jar or something? It was like you save this for a day in the future, for your retirement. That's why you would save this kind of perfume. The bottle of perfume that Mary had in her possession was worth a whole year's worth of wage, saints. That's a lot of money, and that's expensive. Amen. So today we would have to pledge a whole year of our salary to demonstrate the same level of commitment that Mary is planning to make. And saying she has planned it so that when she blesses Jesus, it's also going to be blessing to others who are in the room. Amen. Because as she blesses him, the aroma is going to come on everyone who is in the room.
And likewise with our celebration sacrifices, they are going to go beyond just being a blessing to God.
Woo.
The consequence of our giving is going to spill over into the lives of others. You see, the sacrifices that you make, that we make, they're going to lead to other people getting saved. Your aroma is going to lead to other lives being changed. Your fragrance will lead to your own life being blessed by God in ways that you could not have imagined.
Hey.
And we give not just so that God will bless our marriage and our home. We give because we want God to bless every marriage and every home in the church as well as outside the church.
Amen. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, Saints, Mary took that bottle into the room and she went right toward Jesus with this expensive perfume. And scripture tells us this perfume, I mean, it was reserved for the rich and the high and mighty in society. However, everybody say however.
However.
However, people who could have never even expected to have smelled this perfume in their entire life, they were about to be blessed, saints, when Mary came in and broke that perfume. Woo, ain't God good? Hallelujah. So Mary takes that perfume and she pours it on Jesus' feet. Then she takes her hair and she wipes his feet. Amen. And that fragrance, saints, is so strong that the room is just filled with this powerful and beautiful, expensive aroma. Amen. And it just touches the sensation of everyone at the banquet. All right, now when you walk into a room and they've been cooking collard greens and fried chicken, and, woo, you know how that just gets you when you walk in the room, amen. All right, well then when she broke that, the whole room was touched, all their smelling sensation. And we see everybody there smelled better when they left out of there than when they came into the room, amen. Everybody smelled better than when they first walked into the house. As that perfume began to penetrate your clothing, amen. And they were all, as that aroma was penetrating them, they were all lifted to another level. Hallelujah. Saints, our excellence in giving campaign, it has an ultimate goal. And that is for us to offer our best to God. Hallelujah. So that we can lift ourselves and we can lift others and to a higher level. Hallelujah. Amen. High five your neighbor and say, I'm on my way to new levels.
New levels.
New levels. Amen. And new levels. Hallelujah. New levels. And everyone who pledges and gives is saying, I want to go to another level. I want to go higher. And I want to take somebody with me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
High five your neighbor and say, I want to go to a new level. And I want to take others with me. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Now, when Mary made this choice, she didn't know that she had been appointed by God to be the one to anoint Jesus' body to prepare it for his burial. She was just trying to show how much she loved Jesus. She did not know that it would be her last meal with Jesus. She did not know that it would be the last banquet that would be given in his honor. She was just trying to say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me.
Thank you.
When she chose that day to give her very best, she had no idea that for the next 2,000 years, her generosity would encourage Christians all over the world to strive to give God their very best as a way of drawing closer to God.
Praise God. Everybody say, on the other hand.
On the other hand.
On the other hand, when she gave her best, she did not know that she was going to be provoking some envy. She was going to be provoking some criticism, saints, from those who were actually blessed and actually was there to enjoy the aroma. Those very same people were going to envy and criticize her. She didn't think it, but it did. She did not know she's going to be attacked by religious people who followed Jesus, but she was. You see, saints, some resented that she would make such a sacrifice for Jesus.
Amen.
They questioned their motives. She's just doing that to get attention. Why she got to get so much attention? Some said, oh, you know what? She should have spent the money on something else. What's wrong with that girl? She didn't lose her mind. She got her priorities all upside down. Some said, she should have spent the money this way, not that way. She should have did this, not that. But saints, all that really matters is that Jesus said, leave her alone. Hallelujah! That's some good words when Jesus says that about you. Leave him alone. Leave her alone. Just leave me alone because Jesus said, leave me alone. Hallelujah! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Leave her alone because what she has done has been the will of God. The will of God for her life. So friends, if others want to criticize you and keep on living because you're going to get some, amen. It's coming, praise God. Or if others want to criticize others who have sacrificially given, then just say, leave me alone. Everybody just practice that. Leave me alone. Amen. You see somebody else getting criticized, just say, leave them alone. Practice it. Leave them alone. There ain't going to be no criticizing. Ain't gonna be no envying around here, amen? Tell your neighbor when they're doing that, don't hate. Don't hate. They're doing God's will for their lives, so don't hate. Don't hate because I'm doing what God told me to do. Don't hate. Hallelujah.
You know, in a love relationship, it's a two-way deal of wanting to give the other person the best, best.
Yes.
It's not one-sided.
No.
You see, long before we wanted to offer God our best, God wanted to give the very best for us. The Bible is a love story of God pursuing after us in order to win our hearts back to
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
None of us would be in church right now if God had not decided to come after us and shower us with his grace and his mercy into
praise
our lives.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering for that grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You didn't have to love us, but you sure enough did, and we say thank you today.
Amen.
Praise your holy name. Saints, in our Old Testament reading, two chapters before the passage that Shannon read for us, God says, here is one area in which I want you to be obedient to me. In chapter 26, God said, I want you to give me the first fruits of what I have blessed you with in this new land I'm taking you to possess. I want to give it to you, and I want you to give it to the Levites, the foreigners, the immigrants, the orphans, the fatherless, or the widows. I want you to make sure that none of your tithe stays behind at home. Bring it to me, says the Lord God. When you do that, I will be free to bring the very best of blessings into your life. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so often when it comes to God, we want God to do all these things for us. And we have no problem asking, God, will you do this? And God, will you do this?
Please,
and God,
please,
will
please,
you do this?
Please.
And we claim this promise and that promise and those promise. But sometimes we need to see what God says before we started claiming the promise. And if we look at chapter 26 and read it about our giving and our obedience, then we can claim the promises in chapter 28. Because in chapter 28, God says, doesn't matter whether you live in the city or the country, I'm going to bless you.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you live,
Woo!
I will be there with you. God says, I'll bless your children. I'll bless your
Woo!
Business. I'll bless you on the way out the door. I'll bless you on the way coming back in the door.
Woo!
I'll bless your investments. I'll bless whatever your hands touch. And all that I ask that you do is just be faithful to
Hallelujah.
Me. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn
Hallelujah.
To the left. You know, when we are in love with somebody, we want them to just be faithful to us. We
Amen.
Don't want them running after somebody else.
Amen.
We don't want them checking somebody else out. It says, just be faithful to me and see what I'll do for you.
Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, all through the Word of God, God's promises is, if you do that, I'll do this. You do this, I will do that. And God keeps God's word, saints.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So there's something that we have to do to claim those promises and blessings. Now, saints, we see here in our scripture, we see proof of God's pursuit. Everybody say God's pursuit.
God's pursuit.
Pursuit of us. Not in the blessings that God will send into our lives, and God has sent them and will continue to send them, but in the blessing that God has already sent in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Saints, when we have Jesus Christ as the center of our lives, we have more of the wealth than this whole world could offer us. You know, the wealth of this world, it might can buy us 110 years at the most, amen, to be able to live. But Jesus offers us life for all of eternity, saints.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ, we find the true secret of joy. Joy and contentment in this life.
Amen.
You see, we don't have to wait on the economy to improve. We gonna go ahead and have joy anyhow, amen? We can be content anyhow, amen? In our living, we can enjoy life.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ, we find a reason for living. In Jesus Christ, we find new power every morning to help us to live, amen? In Jesus Christ, we find even a glorious way to die. Praise your name, Lord God. Full of hope and expectation. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We love you today. Can you just shout, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
On the other hand, saints, without Jesus Christ, there would be no Excelling in Giving campaign. There would be no Glenville New Life Community Church. There would be no people in this place with eternal life. There would be nobody here with a changed life. There would be no one here with a promise from God of something yet better to come. There would be no reason to make sacrifices for the kingdom of God. There would be no reason for us to even be here in this place today. How many of you know that is a dark and discouraging way to live?
Oh, how Jesus. But saints, everybody say praise God.
Praise God.
God. The reality of it is that Jesus Christ is more alive today, amen, than Jesus ever was.
Amen.
Jesus is making more of a difference in people's lives today than Jesus ever was.
Amen.
Jesus is meeting more needs of people than Jesus ever has. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is doing his transforming work in me, and I can feel it. How about you today? Can you feel Jesus changing you from the inside out?
Amen.
Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. I can testify today, oh, what a change in my life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And Jesus is making disciples today. more than ever before. How many are a disciple of Jesus Christ today? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We're proud to be your disciples. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus is more eager to use members of Glenville New Life Community Church than he ever has been.
Thank you, Lord.
Church, we've been called to make a difference in this world for Christ. And this celebration Sunday is our pledge to commit ourselves to the very best to God as a way for us to culminate and end 50 years of ministry in 2012.
50 years of ministry. Let's praise God. We're on our way to 50. We're on our way to a half a century. We're on our way. Praise God. Saints, Jesus has done so much for so many of us here today as individuals, as families, amen, and as a church family. So our question as pastors is today, why not offer your very best in these next 2 years, saints? You know, what's your ministry in the church today? I want everybody to think, what are you doing in the church? That God has given all of us spiritual gifts. God has given us all talents. What's your ministry in the church today? And then we want to ask, are you faithful in giving your best in that ministry? Or are you just showing up from time to time whenever you want to? What's your ministry in your home? Everybody, take your mind home, okay, just for a moment. What's your ministry at home? Are you living for Christ? Are you giving your very best at home? Or would we be shocked and amazed at what you turn into when you get to that door and go into your house? Would we be shocked and amazed? Amen, Larry. Praise God. As your pastors, we believe that God is going to grow this church more spiritually and in number in these next 2 years than ever before. Hallelujah! Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Our question to you today, are you willing to help make it happen? Ask your neighbor, are you willing?
Willing to make it happen.
Make it happen. Oh, praise God. Things happen when we journey with Jesus. High five your neighbor and say, things happen when we journey with Jesus. Things happen when we journey with Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Thanks, we're praying that not only are we going to fall more in love with Jesus, we're praying to reach others who will then fall in love with Jesus, who will in turn reach others who will fall more in love with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we encourage us all not to be left behind as God begins a new movement in the life of our church. Our campaign is not just about the money we're going to receive. It's about a revival shaking the foundations of our church. All we got to do is to be open to the Spirit to say, yes, Lord, I love you, and I want to give you my very best. For when we give God our very best, we'll all be amazed at how the Spirit of God can move.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Saints, if it's your desire to give God your very best, would you just proclaim that today? Would you say, Lord, I want to give you my very best.
My very best.
Lord,
Lord,
we want to give you
our very best.
Lord,
Lord,
we want to give you
our very best.
Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't be left behind, neighbor.
Don't be left behind.
Don't be left behind. Amen and amen. Let us pray, saints. Let us join our hearts. Oh, we praise your name, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for Glenville New Life Community Church. We thank you, Lord, for the ministry that has taken place over these 48 years. We thank you, oh God, for meeting our needs, Lord, and the needs of the ministry that you have called us to as a church. We thank you today that our church is prospering. We are prospering in every way, financially and in number and in love and in sacrifice. And we just thank you today, oh God, that you have provided and we have more than enough, hallelujah, to meet every situation. And so we say yes to this call upon our lives to move to a higher level of sacrificial giving and sacrificial living. Oh God, we just praise you for the privilege to be able to carry out your great commission, to go forth and to lift you up, Lord Jesus, so that the world would see you, Lord, and be drawn unto you. So we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here on this corner, Lord, in the great city of Cleveland and vicinity, to be able to reach out to the uttermost parts of the world for you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise this day that we are a people of love. Oh, as love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we say thank you. And we thank you that your holy word is living big in all of us. And Jesus indeed is Lord. And it's in his mighty name we all declare today that we want to give you our very best, Lord God. And we say, make it so in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen.